Hey everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Most people refer to starting their own company as taking the leap, as if they're blindly jumping off a cliff and into the unknown. This show is here to help you understand that it doesn't have to be that way. As always, if you like what you're hearing on the show, please do us a favor and help share The Void with somebody else who might be wanting to start their own business. We saw an opportunity to help others understand that self-employment is well within your reach. And just as our businesses have grown organically and by word of mouth, we want this show to grow the same way. So if you see somebody asking questions about starting their own service-based business, please do us a favor and send them a link to the show. I'm your host, Mitch Smedley, and with me as always is David Hilton.
Mitchell.
David.
I'm a little crotchety today.
Yeah.
Today may be the nicest day of the year.
It is, yeah.
75, was 59 this morning.
Yeah.
No, it was probably a little colder than that.
It's good stuff.
And I'm stuck in here, fucking with you.
You know where I'm at after this?
Where?
Well, we have a coaching call after this. But then after that,
no,
boys not on the water.
Ooh, it'll be chilly.
It's going to be a little chilly.
Mm.
I might have to get one of those. So our boat has heaters on it.
Yeah.
And they're, like, you can pop them out, little flexible duct, and stick it up underneath your shirt.
Keep you nice and warm.
Yeah. Well, it's called a Surfinity blanket. And that heater will clip into the blanket. And then it puffs the blanket up with all the hot air.
Oh, and you just lay underneath it and warm up?
I might have to get one of them. So, obviously not for right now, but as we go farther into September and October.
Yeah, I wanted to go fishing. I busted my boat trailer, so I've been fucking with that for 3 days. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I have surge. Do you have surge brakes on your boat?
Yes.
So, I have them on mine. Well, that actuator up front broke, right? It's old. That trailer's like 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't make it anymore. That company's completely out of business, can't get parts, blah, blah, blah. So I have to go and search and find one. So after 3 days, I finally found one, right? I kept looking online, and we had this talk, I mean, maybe it was last week, about AI mm-hmm. and about it making people dumber.
Mm-hmm.
I searched this part, okay? What will replace it? Right. And I had a number and I was like, this number of work, I'm doing all the research. I look at it. And it says, no, you can't replace that. Like, deeper dive. Why? Well, this isn't rated for this, blah, 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 this and that. And it got me thinking, I know that it's wrong. I have the old one in my, like right on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
I can look that the number says 6,000 gross vehicle weight, not 7. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking about all of these questions that we ask AI when they're wrong. Do people just take it at face value?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Right.
So immediately I know that this is wrong. And where I'm going with this is how easy is it going to be to manipulate people for political reasons, or you want to sell more stuff,
mm-hmm.
or you want to get people to, you know, not see this band and see this band. Like, how much of it is going to be intentional as far as we're just not going to correct the AI?
Well, I don't know.
I know I'm throwing you a curveball here. Like, I thought about that all day yesterday.
Yeah.
After I realized that thing was fucked up.
Your concerns are where we're currently at with search engines and the internet. That can be manipulated because that you're paying to rank on the internet. You know, I pay thousands of dollars a year for our website to rank on the internet, right?
Yeah, and people would, you know, mess up wiki entries and blah, blah, blah. And I think that that's why a lot of people went to crowdsourcing information,
mm-hmm.
like via social media or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because they had lost some trust in the internet. But now I think, you know, they're going to try to push AI, and AI will give you the answer. But that can be just as easily manipulated, I think. So it actually asked me, would you like to correct this? And so I was like, yeah, I have this part. This is what the actual rating plate says, blah, 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 enter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how easy is it for someone to do the exact same thing? Or
but the other way.
Or 1,000 people that work at a corporation that are now plugging in incorrect information, just like Wiki, and it comes up and then people immediately think that it's real or correct.
Yeah. I'm under the impression that AI is a summary of all inputs on the internet. And so if most of the inputs on the internet are wrong, then AI can be deterred wrongly. But it also makes mistakes too. I was recently talking with an attorney where they use AI. They plug all these files into AI for like discovery files and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it will help them bring out all the high points and kind of where they can start with their case. And there was one where, this person, was involved in an illegal activity and then they were picked up somewhere else. And the AI said that they got in their vehicle and drove to this other place. And the attorney was like, well, I don't remember seeing anything about them getting into a vehicle. Like, can you point to where that told me that they got into a vehicle? And the AI said, well, I'm sorry. I inferred that they got into a vehicle and drove to this other place. It is not in all of this data.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think at this point, I'm not under the impression that when AI is wrong, it's maliciously wrong. I think it's just inaccurate sometimes.
Yeah. But people, this is my brother's big deal. Like when AI was first getting out, he was like, you know, people think that it's going to learn and do this and do that and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, the problem is it has to learn off of the inputs you give it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still control what it does. And mm-hmm. I hadn't really thought about that until I saw that the other day. And I was like, man, if you owned Google and could, like Facebook has fake bots, right? Mm-hmm. Which are fake accounts, which are churning out information.
Right.
Why couldn't you do that and manipulate AI?
You probably could. I'm sure there's people out there that are actively trying to do that right now.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. But
I mean, I guess my hope is, so like people are running from Google and crowdsourcing information.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that with AI, instead of people going back to the internet and trusting everything that's on the fucking internet,
mm-hmm.
that they continue to crowdsource.
Right.
I guess.
So ironically, just yesterday, I posted, because I got an email from the teacher saying that my son was caught with his phone in class. And the Missouri passed a law, Senate Bill 67.
Yeah.
That it's a Missouri state law that public school students cannot be on their phone during school hours. And that includes passing periods, break periods, homework periods, lunch periods, in class, anything. And I don't like the law. I don't know the right answer.
You don't like the overall reach of the law. How about that?
Well, I don't like the overreach, but also laws are made to prevent threats. Okay? We have speed limits because there is a threat of danger or death if we drive too fast, right? We have laws against discharging a firearm in city limits mm-hmm. because of the population and the proximity and everything else, right?
Yeah, it's to protect other people from you being a dumbass.
Right.
You know, not necessarily yourself.
Right.
Which they try to do anyway, but go on.
Well, at the same time, we have a lot of laws that don't make sense. Like, you can get a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt, but yet you're not even required to wear a helmet on a motorcycle.
Yeah, pretty right? dumb.
And what's crazy is you can get a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt by a motorcycle cop who's riding on top of his vehicle.
Yeah.
Right? But so to me, when Missouri passed this law, it's because they feel that phones are a threat in some capacity. It could either be a distraction threat, or what I truly think it is AI and the internet and all the power of the information that comes from the phone is a threat to their curriculum. Because if you think about it, you don't need to memorize the periodic table of elements nowadays. You can just resource it whenever you want. And like every career out there is like memorization is not required in careers. The speed at which you can access the facts is required. So like take plumbing, for example. It was an open book test for the master's test.
Yeah.
And now granted, the book's hundreds and hundreds of pages long.
Yeah.
You're never going to memorize that. But when you get your master's license, it's not because you've memorized the entire code book. It's because you know how to find the answers very quickly in the code book.
Yeah.
And so like that's career.
Yeah. Well,
how do you get the answer fast?
Yeah. And that test is so that you know where all that information, it's really a test of, do you know how to locate this information so you don't fuck up somebody's house?
Exactly.
That's really what it's about.
Right. But that's everything, right? I was at the doctor the other day because I cut my foot over the weekend. That's a whole nother story.
We'll hit that on another episode. we don't have time today.
But the doctor had to pull up, you know, they didn't memorize what medicine to put me on and all this. Like they have a little cross-reference thing.
Yeah.
They wanted to make sure that the medicine they were putting me on was not going to conflict with any allergies I had. And they wanted to make sure that it was the best for a skin lesion and not like an internal infection or whatever else.
Yeah. And you're so on the Valtrex for that.
Yeah. But, you know, they're cross-referencing all of that.
Yeah.
So in other words, when you're out in the real world, memorization is not required. Access to the correct answers and speed at which you can find them is. That's where your phone comes in, right?
Well, I mean, yes, I think so. But I think where it comes to children and them growing to 18, right? Like, those are completely different things. They're not necessarily in school to memorize that information and have that information. They're in school to learn how to use their brain power and to grow their brain, essentially. You know what I mean?
Well,
and being on your phone to, instead of critically think about something and just always try to find the answer, I think that's why they want to get rid of phones at school. I love it. I think that they shouldn't have them at all in school. I really think that. There is such a problem. You know, we keep talking about the we are getting way off topic. We keep talking about the educational decline that's been in this country for a long time because schools have been so shitty. Phones are going to make it worse. They are gonna hamper people's ability to independently think for themselves. And I think that that's what they're trying to challenge.
So my rebuttal to that is essentially what you're saying is taking phones out of schools makes a teacher's job easier because it eliminates the distraction.
No, it makes kids have to pay attention and learn to think critically regardless of the curriculum. I'm talking about their learning ability and how we learn.
Right. So
not necessarily the teacher-student relationship or the phone or any of that.
Go right back to where you started. Being in control of the information on the internet and in control of the outputs that AI gives you. And you can steer somebody's perception, right? That's what the school curriculum is.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, but that's not what I'm saying. It doesn't have anything to do with the students or the teachers steering them. Like, if you want to have that debate, well, I agree with you. I'm talking about the fact that when they're distracted with this, they are not forced to use their brain to find their own information.
Well, and that's
to grow their mental capacity.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is, like, when we learn knowledge, we've learned it from hearing it, seeing it, or reading it, or feeling it, right? Our senses give us knowledge. And the more we expose our senses to, the better opinion we can make about a subject, right? In other words, you and I were in school using the same history books that were used for generations, and we learned the exact same facts about World War I and World War II. And
as we know it.
As those books wanted to give us the information.
Yeah.
That was the curriculum, was in those books. Well, we weren't allowed access to any other different perspectives.
Well, and the internet was out when we were kids, but you had to go home and sit in front of the computer.
Right. What I'm saying is, like, phones and distractions are a part of real world life. And so removing the phone for under the claim that it's a distraction is, like, if you view the phone as a distraction, it will always be a distraction. But if you view the phone as an amazing tool that can help you be insanely more productive, then that's what it'll be. And so I think the schools and the state law is taking the easy way out of just saying, well, forbid phones. It's a distraction. Forbid it.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
But really what they should be doing, like, they should literally have classes on, here is how to get accurate research on the internet. Here's how to find several stories that all kind of combine to the same assumption. So you can start to ascertain that as fact. Whereas this one over here, this looks like a sketchy website. So here's how to spot a sketchy website. Here's how to spot a sketchy, credible source, right?
Yeah.
And if we taught kids how to use their phones to research properly, we're making better adults. That's my argument to it. I think they're taking the cheap way out, the easy way out.
To a certain extent, but I still think overall, like if you put everything into a pot, the phone not being there is better for their growth.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you wanted to have it, not to split hairs, but if you wanted to have a class where it was like, okay, now we're going to, everyone get out your phone and this is how we're going to learn to use them.
Yeah. Pull up ChatGPT.
Yeah. I mean, yes,
right.
I understand that. You know, we have this, and we're going to move on. I don't want to talk about this forever. But, you know, like since 2000 to now, we have this insanely high anxiety rate in young kids, in younger adults. Mm-hmm. People can't fucking have a conversation at a bar anymore. They got to meet online. They're scared to death to interact with people. Mm-hmm. That phone only makes it worse. Yeah. I know this for a fact because people... Dude, just the other day, your wife posted a video on Facebook when you guys were down at the lake. And she was like, hey, just enjoying a relaxing time on the lake. And she pans her phone around, and you're on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Grant's asleep. Mason's on his phone. She's mm-hmm. obviously on her phone.
Yeah.
Like, there is no social part to being on that phone all day. And I think that there are going to come, you know, research papers and stuff later on that say, hey, look, it had a detrimental effect on our socialism, on our people, quote unquote, being happy, all of those things.
Right.
And so I think that the overall benefit of them not being in school outweighs anything else.
Yeah. So like,
you know what I mean?
The video you're referring to was like a moment in the day.
Yeah.
And it was during a downtime where there was no racing going on and everything else.
Yeah. But the point is those moments happen a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. But here's the thing is like everyone likes to say, oh, people have their noses buried in their phones all day long.
They do.
Have you ever looked at a photo from a subway in the 1960s? Everybody had their phones or their heads buried in newspapers. Like we don't have our, and they're buried in news. Like, I don't know if they're reading the comics and they're being distracted, or I don't know if they're reading the Wall Street Journal and they're gaining knowledge and information, right? I'm on my phone a lot, and but I'm a consumer of the information that happens on it, and I'm reading real stories rather than what media tells me to read.
Yeah, I know, but you're already socially developed.
Correct, correct.
We're talking about kids.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
But if that's the life that kids are going to have in the future, you can't withhold that from them. And then go dump them out in society. What, like, focusing, I'll say this, I think it's wrong to focus on person-to-person social interaction as a main thing. It definitely needs to be there. However, person-to-person social interaction is waning by the day.
Yeah, I know, and that's a problem. That's my
point. Whole companies have moved to virtual workplaces. And all of the, like, people communicate online more than they do in person nowadays. And the school taking away phones isn't going to stop that. It's actually going to hurt that person's ability to communicate effectively online in the future.
That may be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard you say.
No.
Pulling a kid's phone away for 6 hours is not going to hurt the other 12 hours they're on that phone with their mental development as far as, can I communicate with someone on this phone?
Right.
We're trying to grow one little part of their socialization mm-hmm. to help their overall well-being.
Yeah.
Pulling that phone away for 4 days a week for 6 hours
yeah.
isn't going to hurt their, can I communicate over this device?
Right. And we got to keep in mind too, like,
you know what I mean?
It's not like the kids are spending all 6 hours of that day on their phone, right? They're going to pull it out and send a text in class or send a Snapchat and then put it away. And they're getting busted for that.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like they're spending the entire class doing it. But also, if school's job is to prepare you for the world, whether that be going straight out into the workforce or whether that be going into higher education. And then higher education is to further prepare you for the world. Shouldn't we be preparing you on the platform that the world exists on instead of preparing you on a platform that's old school that the world doesn't operate on anymore?
You say it like where we're going is a better place. Like you're just assuming that the future, you're assuming the further we grow with this, like that is a better place. And I don't think so.
I don't know if it's a better place or not, but it's like where we're headed is where we're headed. And
yeah, so we should try to do everything we can do to not make it horrible.
Right.
And part of that, in my opinion, is we have to force these kids to socialize with each other.
Yeah.
Face to face and remember how to have a relationship and talk.
Yeah.
So that when we're on a Zoom meeting, we don't say, oh, I'm just so stressed today. I don't think I can be on the Zoom meeting. It's just so awful. You know what I mean?
So if that's the case, then you have like a person-to-person socialism class. Like, here's how you socialize person to person.
Having one of each. If you could have one of those and this is how we use this to benefit ourselves, I would love that.
Like, that's how you prepare people for the world. You don't make a law forbidding phones. Because to me, when Missouri State makes a law forbidding phones, it says they are very threatened by the phone.
That's just your opinion. So, I don't think that's why they did it.
I mean,
I think they can see the decline in test scores and they can see the issues and social issues the kids have with each other. And I think they're trying to do whatever they can do to make it better. I think that's what it is. I mean, you can't argue that the education system has gotten better. It's just gotten shittier.
Right, right. But their claim is that they're taking the phones away because they're a distraction. But
So they lie about their reason.
Right.
Okay. I'll give you that one. But
like, if that was really true, then they would actually enforce some kind of a dress code.
Did you... dude, the dress code's ridiculous.
I know.
We're not going to get on that.
There are girls wearing shorts that show their ass cheeks.
I know.
And that are higher than their cooch.
It's fucking stupid.
And Mason, I haven't seen photos of this. I'm kind of glad I haven't seen photos. But he says there's kids wearing like dog collars and leashes walking around school. And there's kids with tails hanging out of their skirts.
Dude, it's fucking insane.
Imagine where that tail's plugged into.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
My kid, if she has this much of her stomach showing, I'm like,
Yeah.
Fucking change your clothes.
Right. So the school allowing that is...
What did you tell them in the email?
I deleted it. I didn't even answer it. I got the email saying your son was in class on his phone. The teacher can't... He's just doing what he's told to do.
Your normal answer of, hey, look, that's your rule. You punish him how you see fit. He broke a school rule.
Yeah.
That's your job. You didn't say that?
No.
That's your go-to?
No, I just delete it.
That's your go-to?
No, whenever it comes to them asking me to talk to Mason at home about something, or Grant, or whatever, that's where I
thought that would have been a perfect opportunity for you to be like, hey, look.
Yeah, no, it just said we caught him with his phone, it's a first offense with this new state law, we're giving everybody one free offense, and then we're handling it accordingly.
What does the law say? Do you know?
The law says...
I never looked.
Yeah, so I read it.
I meant punishment-wise. Like, what's the punishment?
Oh, there is no... So the law states that the school must have a policy.
What's the school policy?
I have not read the school policy other than... I mean, the law pretty much outlines it. And
it probably just... Like, if it was my school, if I was in charge, I'd be like, hey, look, dude, if we catch you on it after the second time, we just hold it till the end of the day and you get it back.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean... We'll see where it goes, but like then you start running into emergency communications with your kids and GPS trackers with your kids and
they have air tags for that. We didn't have phones on school when we were a kid.
I know.
Did we need to was there an emergency where the principal couldn't pick up the phone and call your parents?
You're right. But
you know?
No, what I'm talking about is like if there's an emergency at home and you need your kid to get in his car and drive home. Or you need to go
you call the school.
Right. But, rather than call the school and wait for them to find out what class he's in and then send a messenger and everything, like, you could just call your kid or text your kid and say, leave class. You know what I mean?
Well, they can't just leave.
Sure they can.
I mean, they can, but you've got to call the school
and say,
I told him to leave. You're still making the phone call.
Right. But there's just a lot of, I don't subscribe to the idea of we never had it growing up, so they don't need it. Because, like, we didn't have air conditioning in school. In my first elementary school I went to, we didn't have air conditioning. Try telling me kids need AC now. Or kids don't need AC now, right? My bus didn't have AC.
We needed it back then, though. That's the difference. They would cancel my school in sixth grade. Like, if it got above whatever, they just canceled school. So we did need it.
Right. But, like, you know, the old adage of teachers saying you're not always going to have a calculator in your pocket, so you have to memorize all these math tables. And then, look, we have machines that can do the calculations and avoid human error.
Yeah.
And so who's bypassed in the workplace? The guy that's still trying to do math on paper.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We could argue that all day, because, like, if you don't put the parentheses on your phone and you don't know the order of those equations,
right,
that phone spits out the wrong number.
So instead of teaching you how to do it by hand, now you have to teach somebody how to use the phone to get the right answer.
Yeah, right? They'd have to go to ChatGPT. What is the equation if I want this? But they still have to know what to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they still have to have a basic knowledge.
And that's what I'm talking about, is, like, changing the curriculum to embrace phones instead of fearing them and abandoning them.
I still don't think they're afraid. I think they're just trying to do whatever they can do.
Yeah.
To write the situation. Because, I think that kids are... We've got to move on, dude.
Well, yep.
Kids are just, like... I feel bad for them because they're in a tough spot right now.
Yeah. Let's do this. This was a good talk.
I thought it was a great talk, buddy.
Let's make this its own little non-numbered episode. So
you want to sign off, or do you want to just...
Yeah, we'll sign off from this one. It's okay. This is an off-the-record, non-numbered episode. We'll call it, like, 208A or 208B.
No, I'll just save it and release it later.
Oh, there we go. That'll work too.
I'll just do that.
So
maybe we'll skip a week and we'll have one in the bank.
Hey, maybe.
How about that?
So yeah, we'll kill this one and then we'll start again. So until next week, guys, we will see you later.